If you like what you see, please like and share the video, and subscribe to the channel, turning on all notifications. If you would like to support this channel through a one-time donation, which is not tax-deductible, please do so through Buy Me a Coffee. The link is in the description. If you buy me a coffee, I will mention your name in my next video. Buy three or more coffees, and I will also read your comment up to three sentences, so long as they are not out of line. Those who have bought coffees since the premiere of my last video and the recording of this one are Justin Simone, who said, "Your defense of Catholicism is always well thought out, succinct, and to the point. I appreciate that you make no apologies for the true faith." If you have bought me a coffee recently and I did not mention you, it's because it was done after the recording of this video. Rest assured, I will mention you in my next video. You can also like and follow us on Facebook. The link for that is also in the description. Let's talk about dinosaurs. And the real question I'm asking is, did humans and dinosaurs coexist? And are dinosaurs what humans used to call dragons? The legends of dragons is universal across all ancient cultures, independent of each other, and have a striking resemblance to one another. In other words, the image of dragons from China looks similar, but not exact, to the European image of dragons. But more to the point, the image of dragons has a striking resemblance to the creature paleontologists have named dinosaurs. For instance, this is Dracorax, discovered in 2004, and named after the Harry Potter series. Notice the skull looks exactly like a dragon skull. How could that simply be a coincidence? The word dinosaur has only been around since the mid-1800s, so any reference to the creature prior to that would not use the word dinosaur. Sir Richard Owen coined the term in 1842. Prior to that, when these bones were dug up, they were considered dragon bones or the bones of other, quote, mythical creatures such as giants. But what people don't understand is that the entire dinosaur paradigm, just like the evolutionary theory as a whole, is built on scant evidence. They've never found a whole dinosaur. They've never even found half a dinosaur. And some dinosaurs have been sketched out quite literally from the discovery of mere fragments such as a single tooth. Add decades of scientific frauds due to scientists trying to out-discover each other to the mix, and we really have no idea what these things look like. Think about it. How could we know for sure what dinosaurs look like, sounded like, the environment, mating habits, etc., based on bones, let alone partials and fragments of bones? Now you might say, but I've seen the bones in museums and they're full skeletons. Well, first of all, those are not the bones. Those are plaster castings of the bones. The bones are supposedly in storage, and they just fill in the gaps. Those are artists' renditions. Throughout my lifetime, the, quote, facts about dinosaurs has changed significantly. When I was a kid, there was a dinosaur called Brontosaurus, even though it had already been proven that the wrong head had been put on the body of a different dinosaur, creating a very popular but fake dinosaur. So according to science, Brontosaurus never actually existed, though similar-looking dinosaurs did apparently exist, and I think they've started reusing the name Brontosaurus as a broader category for sauropods. Something similar has happened to Triceratops, another very popular dinosaur. Thought to be its own species for decades, even centuries, scientists now say that what was once called Triceratops is actually a juvenile of another species of dinosaur called Torosaurus. However, rather than ditching the name Triceratops, they decided to ditch Torosaurus and rename the entire species Triceratops. But the revisions don't stop there. When I was a kid, dinosaurs were thought to be cold-blooded creatures who moved slow with slow reaction times. T-Rex walked and stood upright, and all dinosaurs went extinct because of an asteroid that hit the Earth. Today it is said that T-Rex walked and stood horizontal, and all dinosaurs were fast, warm-blooded creatures who evolved into birds. Although, I think we may be back to the asteroid thing again. Some dinosaurs, such as Velociraptor, have even been updated with feathers, ditching the scales. Now, this is not to say that the current scientific theory is wrong, or to draw that conclusion. My faith is not threatened by the possibility of millions and billions of years and evolution. The Bible is not a book. It's a collection of books. Some books are indeed clearly meant to be historical accounts, and others aren't necessarily so. For instance, the book of Job may not be an historically accurate account, but rather a fable meant to express the truth about the reality of demonic activity and how it can affect us. Yet it is clearly inspired by God, since it talks about things that humans didn't discover until the last few centuries, such as rivers in the ocean and animals that sound a lot like dinosaurs, which we will get into later. And quite frankly, a tree that bears fruit that when eaten gives forbidden knowledge sounds symbolic to me. Both Job and Genesis are the only two books of the Bible that are not written from human eyewitness, but rather come from God directly. So am I saying that God lied? No. I'm saying it's possible that God used metaphor to convey truth. And we shouldn't be surprised at that. When the very author of Genesis and Job took on human flesh in the person of Jesus Christ, that's exactly what he did. He told stories of 10 virgins and lamp oil, 3 servants and a master who gave them each coins to guard, a woman who threw a party when she found her lost coin, and a landowner who hired workers at different times of the day, yet paid them equally. None of these things actually happened, but expressed the truth concerning man's relationship with God. Why would it be any different in the Old Testament? Still, I'm rather agnostic on whether the creation account in Genesis is literal or figurative, though I do tend to lean toward a literal 6-day creation, making the earth roughly 6,000 years old. A situation which must be true if what science calls dinosaurs are actually what ancient people called dragons. And yes, the two must have coexisted. Again, I'm not drawing that conclusion, but rather exploring the possibility, and I don't throw stones at those who adopt an old earth theistic, not atheistic, but theistic evolutionary point of view. I think it's a valid point of view. Now, you might say that young earth creationism flies in the face of scientific evidence, but that's not really true. I don't want to go into all of that, but suffice it to say that it's not that the old earth evolutionary model is what all the evidence points to and young earth creationism isn't, like we are told. These are just two different worldviews, and the evidence fits either model. The old earth model says that things happen over a long period of time, and the young model says that things happen rapidly as a result of the global flood, which I do believe happened. And both worldviews have issues. There are things that the models can't account for. So in the end, it boils down to who you trust: the modern atheistic scientists and their ever-changing worldview, or the constant biblical worldview that has never changed. Here is a Bible verse to consider in deciding between the two, 2 Peter 3, verse 3 through 6. First of all, you must understand this, that scoffers will come in the last days with scoffing, following after their own passions and saying, "Where is the promise of his coming? For ever since the fathers fell asleep, all things have continued as they were from the beginning of creation." They deliberately ignore this fact, that by the word of God, heavens existed long ago, and an earth formed out of water by means of water, through which the world that then existed was deluged with water and perished. So the Bible says that in the end times, non-believers will come mocking Christianity, saying that everything has always been as it is now, meaning we can follow these processes and come up with millions and billions of years, willfully ignoring that the earth was created through water, then destroyed by water, creating the world we have now. But is there any evidence that points to dinosaurs and humans coexisting? Yes. Soft tissue has been discovered in dinosaur bones since the turn of the century. The idea that soft tissue, which rapidly decays, could survive 65 million years was unthinkable to scientists in the past. Yet that's exactly what they're trying to say now, rather than rethink the old Earth model. Young Earth creation scientists have ran carbon-14 tests on dinosaur bones, dating the specimens to be 22,000 to 40,000 years old. Now, you may scoff at the fact that it was creation scientists doing the testing, but these are legit scientists. But here's the real problem. Who performed the test is irrelevant. Carbon-14 has a half-life of 5,500 years, meaning at 5,500 years, half of the carbon-14 will be gone. At 11,000 years, half of that will be gone. And at 16,500 years, half of that will be gone. Somewhere between 50,000 and 60,000 years, all the carbon-14 will be gone from a specimen. So the fact that these dinosaur bones had any carbon-14 at all means that they cannot be older than Let's be generous and say 100,000 years old, let alone 65 million years old. You might say, okay, but they don't date to 5,000 to 6,000 years, so it doesn't confirm the age of the Earth according to young Earth creationists. But it's exactly what the research has expected, and I'm going to quote an article to show you why. A sample purporting to be from the flood era would not be expected to give a radiocarbon age of about 5,000 years, but rather 20 to 50,000 years. This is consistent with what one obtains from specimens of oil, gas, and fossil wood from layers allegedly millions of years old. The reason is radiocarbon dating assumes that the current C14-C12 ratio of about 1 in a trillion was the starting ratio for the objects dated. But this ratio would have been much smaller because of the flood, which removed virtually all living carbon from the biosphere through burial, because pre-flood and periflood objects would have started with a much lower C14-C12 ratio. The measured amount today would also be smaller and would be misinterpreted as much older. Remember what the Bible said about non-believers scoffing Christianity, assuming everything has always been as it is now and not taking the flood into account? Just saying. Ancient and medieval artifacts have depictions of what looks like dinosaurs. In the book of Job, chapter 40, it describes a massive land creature with a tail like a cedar tree and bones like bronze tubes and his limbs like bars of iron that can drink a whole river and who is not afraid of being taken by the river called Behemoth. This creature sounds a lot like a sauropod dinosaur or perhaps a triceratops and is said to coexist with men. Job 40, verse 24. Can one take him with hooks or pierce his nose with a snare? And Job chapter 41 describes a sea beast that no one can catch, with scales that no weapon can pierce, and that breathed fire. In modern times, people have reported seeing creatures that look like a plesiosaur in the Great Lakes, Lake Champlain, and of course, Loch Ness in Scotland. You've no doubt heard of the Loch Ness Monster, but have you heard of Mekele Mbembe? This is a creature that locals in the Congo, who have never heard of dinosaurs, say exist. What they describe sounds an awful lot like a small sauropod. Many expeditions from the West have gone in search of the creature, and some claim to have seen it. The same with Cassia rex, also in the Congo. The description of this creature sounds an awful lot like a T-Rex. Yet, all these things are largely dismissed as large eels, crocodiles, elephants, hippopotamuses, and rhinoceroses, animals that don't look like what's being described when dinosaurs do. Now, this brings me full circle to the legends of dragons. I personally find it hard to believe that this creature called dragon that transcends all ancient cultures, the description of which looks suspiciously like creatures dug up within the last 200 years dubbed dinosaurs by scientists, aren't the same creature. I don't believe that ancient and medieval people saw dinosaur bones in the ground and made up these stories. Or even more insulting, that our early animal mammalian ancestors saw dinosaurs, were frightened, searing their memory into our DNA, and that's why ancient art depicts what looks like dinosaurs and stories of dragons were fabricated. I think the simplest answer is probably the correct one, that humans saw these creatures and called them, among other things, dragons. Until my next video, God bless.